Learning? What's between you and learning? What's between you and growing? You have been seeing that if you want it all out of life, you needed to learn new things, you needed to grow as a person. And you saw that no matter how hard you tried, it wasn't happening. Some of my articles, some of my emails hit a resonant chord with some old students of mine. It just happened. A past student, someone who wasn't willing to grow because growing didn't make her look already good, because it didn't feel rich. This morning she was sobbing as she was reading my email. How do I know? Her tears spilled through my eyes. She managed to connect to me, energetically, and I had to go through the whole upheaval with her. She hasn't changed. She still needs to look good instead of grow. Her ITCH. You can't keep your ITCH and grow. I have been writing articles for 33 years, articles that were published, are published. I have a distinct style. And that is the only way I have been writing. I call it the meandering style, or a stream of consciousness style. You need to follow me down the rabbit hole to like it. Many people like them. And yet, I have just embarked on a journey to write better, tighter articles. Huh? Yeah. Old dogs can still have the ambition to learn new tricks. Last Saturday I bought a $1,000 home study course from a dude whose articles and podcasts I really enjoy. And who, it seems, has mastered something that I could use both in my articles and in my courses and workshops: structure. Tight but not rigid. Tight and still entertaining. I started to read the manual yesterday, I continued for another hour, today. It will take as long as it will take. I know what I want, and I am going for it. My learning style is probably different from most. I learn in tiny 1-2-3 minute chunks. Unless I have a chance to take a break and digest it, more like ruminate, look what it means to me in my particular circumstance, it feels like force feeding to me. This is why certain teaching books don't sit well with me. I can't tolerate force feeding. Most things irritate me. Even movies. So I read a page, half a page, and I jump up, and do something, or play freestyle until the digestion is complete. And then I continue. I wish I had that style in eating. I'd be slimmer. Lol. If and when I follow my own way, I can learn anything. Anything? Anything. There is something I do, subconsciously, that makes it possible for anyone to teach me new tricks. I am willing to be incompetent at a moment's notice. Even in the middle of a sentence, if that is what is needed. What? Yeah. I have no pride, and have no ego. Never? Never say never. Lol. How come? Most people aren't willing to be incompetent. How come I am? I have learned that knowing something and insisting that I already know it is a rigid position to take, and as an empath, and as a mime, I did pantomime for years, and as a musician, I actively learned and played music for 11 years, I have zero love for tense muscles, rigidity. So I learned to let it go and let it go. And it is not enough to let go of the tension. You need to let go the source of it, the I already know that. Or the I should know that. It won't permanently go away, you need to let it go several times in an hour of learning, but you can learn to let it go. What you know prevents you from learning anything new. The hardest is when what you know made you already somewhat competent in an arena. But if you want to go from somewhat good to excellent, you have to let go of what you know and stop protecting it. You know, it will not go anywhere. It is like a coat you put in the coat check, when you are done, you can pick it up. It is still yours. But if you take it, say to a dance class, you won't be able to dance. The coat you need to carry will be in your way. And your attention will be on the coat, not on your dancing. I say that unless you declare yourself incompetent, you are not trainable. Incompetent is one of the words where being a foreigner was to great advantage to me. Being incompetent is not a bad feeling word to me. It is just a starting point. It only means, you let go of your insistence that you know everything there is to know. I hear from my American-born students that they cringe when they hear that word. What I feel is their tightness and their resistance. I have also an unencumbered relationship to ignorant. It is not a slur. It is a fact. Lots of things I don't know, and lots of things I could know and don't. Not knowing something, not knowing how to do something is not a problem. It is not wrong. It is an assessment of where you are at. Unless your mental toughness level, your TLB allows you to look at what you know, what you can do this new way, I can't train you, and between you and me, nobody can. You are untrainable as long as you tighten up to protect your self-image. In the currently running article series, The 10 Commandments of Prosperity, you are going to be reactivated, offended, bothered, because you think someone is saying that you are wrong. Get over it, and if you want to learn the moves proven over 2,000 years, the moves that can make you prosperous, then you will need to declare yourself incompetent. Another way to look at incompetence is that without incompetence, you cannot get to competence. The path, for everyone is 1. Unconscious incompetence. 2. Conscious incompetence, you just did these two steps by declaring yourself incompetent. 3. Conscious competence through learning. 4. Unconscious competence through lots of practice. Without you establishing unconscious incompetence, it is impossible to teach you. With the article writing course, I have to go through this same process, okay, I am incompetent. Even though I have been writing articles for 33 years now. I have 4,500 on my site, and many people like them. But yet I can declare myself incompetent, and enable myself to be trained to get to the next level where my articles will be emissaries for me and my programs in the world. That is what I'd like to accomplish. And that is a whole different kind of article writing. If you can't get out of your own way, you cannot be trained, and you will be stuck. Until you do. I am reworking my More Money workshop with the principles I am learning in the article writing course. I want it to be the best course you can get. I want to make it such that it will dislodge you from your self-protecting, self-righteous position about money, about yourself, about the world, so you can start flowing with life, the way life flows, not the way it should. You can sign up to the waiting list. The course will not be available to anyone not on that list. While you are waiting, you'll get goodies, goodies by me, goodies by others, about money, making money, the mindset of money. All inside my mobile app. It is also free. And you don't have to sign up to the course. You don't even know the dates yet. How could you? But if you plan to, you can start saving up already. Okay, go to this page to sign up to the waiting list. www.yourvibration.com/1/more money. But for now, maybe, you should sign up to my Elevator Mini Course, where I'll coach you to lift yourself from any kind of neediness, including the need to look good, the need to be seen as someone who knows, the need to be someone who is not needy. Lol. It's 2 hours, and it's $20. If you can declare yourself incompetent, maybe this 2-hour course can start you on a growth curve. At last. If not, you'll find out why not. And what you need to do to be able to declare yourself incompetent. Big result. Because, I assert, you haven't even started to grow. Likely you are stuck. And unless you get unstuck, you'll never grow out of the situation, out of the state you're in. No offense, unless you are growing, you are shrinking. Change your mode by changing your altitude. Sign up to the class at www.yourvibration.com/elevator.